miraculous words that Peter said. He said, "This is that. This is that. This is that," like they prophesied in the book of Joel. It says, "In the last days I will pour out my spirit upon all people. And your sons and your daughters will prophesy. And your young men will see visions. And your old men will dream dreams. And in those days," say now, "in those days I will pour out my spirit, even on my servants, men and women alike." We'll just keep playing back there. Can you keep playing? "And they will prophesy. And they will cause wonders in the heaven above and signs on the earth below." Where are you? Where are you? And you know, I was looking down at my hands and it's full of gold. Check your hands. I got some glory dust on mine right now. Oh, Jesus, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. The glory of the Lord. Maybe you've never heard of that, the glory dust or gold dust, but he said, "I will put my" what? "My signs on the earth below." Where are you? You're on the earth. And my hands got some signs on them right now. I had some on my pants earlier. If you've never seen gold dust, I want you to come on up here and look at it. If you've never seen it. Do you see it? You can move my hand so you can see it. And the light. Do you see it? Glory, glory, glory. Science. Glory, glory, glory. It's not about me. It's nothing about me. It's about him, the glory of the Lord shining down upon us. Normally, we would go through our offering and go through our announcements, but you know what? I just feel like the presence of the Lord is here so strong. And I feel like what he wants to do with it is this. He wants to fill us afresh. And he's already been doing that. He's already been doing that. It says, "And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Why does he pour out his signs? So that people will look to Jesus. I want you to know that the Lord is saying that he wants you to be a sign in this place. He wants you to be a sign that's pointing to Jesus, your life, your testimony, your voice, your worship, your prophetic flow, your dreams, your visions. He wants you to be a sign that points to Jesus. And you know, in that day when the Holy Ghost fell in Acts 2, what we're celebrating today, Pentecost Sunday, the power fell, the fire fell, the signs and the wonders, they fell to point to Jesus so that everybody would be looking for the true Messiah. It says 3,000 gave their hearts and lives and lifted up the name of Jesus. They said, "What should we do to be saved?" And God is pouring out his spirit today so that you can be a sign and you can be a wonder. And when people look at you, they would begin to look at Jesus, wonder about Jesus, think about Jesus, because his life would be manifest in you. If you're here in this place today and you say, "You know what? I want to be closer to Jesus. I know I need to be closer to Jesus." In Acts, it says, that when they repented, it says, repent so that times of what? Refreshing can come. And I don't know about you, but this morning in the presence of God, there were some people coming to mind that it hurt my feelings. There's some people that it came to mind that I heard they gossiped. There was some offense in my heart. There was something that I needed to bring up to this altar. I'm telling you, church, He wants us to repent so that times of refreshing would come. Maybe there's something in your life and you say, I'm not on fire like I was before. Or I see fire and I want more fire. I want more hunger. I want to tell you that He's pouring out His fire in this place. He's pouring out His hunger. He's pouring out a spirit of repentance. He's pouring out a spirit of Pentecost. And He's saying, I want you, not just a little, not just on Sunday. I want all of you now. All of you now. All of you now. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, at school, at work. I want your whole heart, every single part. I want all of you. When? Now. The best wine is for now. Because I'm telling you, when we give Him all of Him, He pours out and gives us all of us. It's the best deal you could ever get. All of us for all of Him. And He pours out and He fills your vessel. I don't know about you, but I want to be refilled. I want to repent and I want to be refilled and I want to be revived and I want to be refreshed and I want to be refueled so I can be renewed in a vessel of renewal and fire and love. Normally, you know, we dismiss the kids, we do the announcements, we do the offering, we welcome our visitors. But today, we want to go with the flow of the Holy Ghost. And we're going to receive an offering at the end of the service. But what I want to do right now is I want you to be refueled. I want you to be refired. And if there's something in your heart and you need to repent, this is a good time. Now. Now. Now is the day of salvation. Hallelujah. So wherever you are in that scheme of things, I want you to make your way up to this altar. We're going to have our prayer team. We're going to have them release a fresh dose of the Holy Ghost over you. And we're going to have a time right now where we're filled, refilled. Filled and refilled. And if you never spoken with tongues, I want to tell you, it was so important that the fire and the power come that Jesus said, do what? Wait. Wait for it. You need it. If you've never been filled with the Holy Ghost, then you need to tell somebody, tell one of the prayer team members today, because we need the Holy Ghost. We need the fire. We need the power. We need the energizing presence. And Jesus said, it's better that I go away. It's better that I go away for you. Why? So that the Spirit can come and fill you and overwhelm you and baptize you. A baptism, it's a refreshing. It's a pouring out. It's a dunking. It's an inundation. And you know what, children? You can be baptized in the Holy Ghost and you can speak in tongues. I got filled with the Holy Ghost when I was 4. Just be filled. And what's the evidence of that? It's a speaking in a new tongue. And they were all gathered in Jerusalem. It was a holiday. They were gathered there. And they said, what is this? We hear everybody praising God in our own tongue. He said, what? These men are from Galilee. What are they doing praising God in my tongue. I want to tell you, your tongue is meant for the glory of God. Your tongue is meant for the glory of God. And he wants to fill you. If you've never been baptized in the Holy Ghost, he wants to fill you today. He wants to have that presence and that power released in your life today. We need the Holy Ghost. And we need a fresh outpouring. And I believe we've already been having it. We've already been experiencing it. Hallelujah, Jesus. There's something on your heart today, and you said, you know what? I need to repent today. I have had aught against my brother. I've had aught against my sister. I just want to share this dream I had this week. This week I had a dream, and I was in the kitchen. I didn't see myself, but I saw the kitchen. And then somebody brought in this beautiful pot of flowers. And then in the pot of flowers, there are a bunch of bees right in the kitchen. Now, if you don't know much about the prophetic, bees represent gossip. They represent talking and buzzing. Then there was this other beautiful pot that was brought in, and it had two birds in it. And I mean, the birds were fighting. They were going at each other. Strife and contention. Pride. Then I saw the phone. And the phone was right next to the kitchen where it used to be when I was growing up, in the living room, but right next to the kitchen. In the prophetic, the kitchen represents your heart. It's where everybody gathers, everybody communes. It's the heart of the home. The living room, it represents the place where you live. And the phone was right in there. The phone can represent our communication with God, our prayer life, and it can represent our communication with other people. And there were these little black bugs that were climbing out of the phone. And I'm telling you, I woke up that morning, and you better believe I started repenting. I started repenting for anything in my heart, in the garden of my heart, that was not right. Any gossip, any murmuring, any complaining, any bad attitudes, any contention, any strife, any fighting, any irritability, any frustration. Anybody, if you're alive, you know what I'm saying. We all got it. We all got it. Don't be looking at anybody else, because you got it. We all got it. And the bugs. What were the bugs? The things that defile us. The little things we hear, or the little things in our hearts that are crawling around, that we end up murmuring to somebody else, or this one or that one, or to even the Lord. See, the Lord wants to cleanse us of every bit of defilement. And in my dream, I saw my father. And my father was at the mirror. Now, the father, you know who that represents. And he's looking into the mirror, which is the word. This is a great, great dream for teaching you about prophetic revelation. And my father, he was getting ready. He was being vulnerable. And he was shaving. What is the Lord saying to us? That we need to be open, we need to be vulnerable, we need to look into the Word, we need to let the Word cause us to be a reflection of Him, who He really is. We can't do it without the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you, I woke up that morning, you better believe I was repenting for anything and anybody, and forgiving and releasing. And what does the Word say? It says, repent, that time of refreshing can come. So if there's any one upon your heart right now, if there's been anything where you've been whispering or murmuring or complaining or gossiping or slandering, if you've had aught against anyone, let's release them right now. If you've had anything in your life that was a bug, you knew you shouldn't have it, you knew you shouldn't be looking at it, you knew you shouldn't be doing it, you knew that this was a defilement of you, I want you to ask the Lord to forgive you this morning. Anything that would be a bug defiling. And it was on the phone, and phone can also represent media, anything in the media that has been a defilement to you. Just ask Him to wash you. Ask Him to cleanse you. Oh, Lord, we come right now. And, Lord, we're saying, get the bugs out of our heart. Lord, get the bees out. Get the birds out of contention, strife, envy, jealousy, gossip, slander, evil speaking, complaining, lying. Get the bugs out. Anything that we shouldn't have been looking at, doing, participating in. Just come and wash us. Wash us. Say, wash me. Wash me, Jesus. Let me look in the mirror for your word. And let me prepare my heart. The face in the prophetic is also representative of the heart as well. And the Father was shaving. Is there anything He needs to shave this morning? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Come and wash me clean. Come and wash me clean. With the blood, with the blood. Come and wash me clean. Come and wash me clean. With your blood, your blood, your blood, your blood, your blood. Oh Lord, I thank You that You love us. You love us enough to correct us. You love us enough to speak to us. Lord, You love us enough to woo us into a place of true conviction, because You know it's there that we get free. It's there that we get cleansed. It's there that we get whole. It's there that we get made new. And it's there that we get filled. So Lord, we come and we repent today. Lord, if there's been any of those things in our hearts, so God, Lord, I thank You that You're cleaning and weeding the garden so that we can be fruitful, so that we can multiply, and we can reflect Your glory as we are supposed to. Make me clean. Come and make me clean. For Your glory, for Your glory. Come and make me clean. Come and make me clean. For Your glory. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I'm going to give you a minute. Because maybe there's something in your heart that you need to speak to the Lord about. Oh, He wants you to be fruitful. He wants you to bloom. He wants you to be fragrant. He wants to fill your heart with the blossoms. Jesus. But He wants to weed your garden. Come and make me clean. Come and make me clean. For Your glory, Jesus, Jesus. Come and make me clean. Come and make me clean. For Your glory, 'cause You deserve glory. Come and make me clean. Come and make me clean for Your glory. you're here today and you'd say, you know what? I know that I'm not on fire as much as I want to be, or as much as I was, or as much as I ought to be. I have good news for you today. Because Jesus, when he was talking to the disciples, you know what he said? He said, do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you the gift he promised. As I told you before, John baptized with water, but in just a few days, you will be baptized with the Holy Ghost. And he said that he was the one that had the baptism of what? Fire! Fire. So if you're here this morning, you say, I need more fire. I want to tell you, you came to the right place. Because the Holy Ghost is the one who baptizes in fire. You know, there could have been doves that were over every head, but there weren't doves. There were tongues of what? Tongues of fire! There were tongues of fire that came down. And I believe that God wants to release his presence upon us with tongues of fire. So if you're here in this place, what I want you to do is make your way up front right now. And let's be refilled this morning. Let's cry out for a fresh baptism of the Holy Ghost. And then right after the ministry time, we're going to have a time where we do receive the offering and do the announcements. But right now, I want to flow with the Holy Ghost. How many of you know we need to flow with the Holy Ghost? So if that's you, and say, I want a baptism of fire this morning. I want a refilling. I want you to make your way right up front. We want to minister to you. Our ministry team, they're Pastor Anne Marie and Pastor Alex, Pastor Charlene. We want to minister to you the fire of God. I want to remind you, it says, in the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit. 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 Oh, pour out your spirit this morning, oh God. We're asking that you would come with a fresh baptism of the fire of the Holy Ghost. Lord, if they've never spoken in tongues, fill them, fill them, fill them, fill them, fill them, Lord. Come with a fresh baptism of fire. Come with your presence. Come with your power. Come with your fire, God, over the kids, oh God. Rose, come and pray. Rose, come and pray. Come and pray. Let's make sure we want to pray for the kids. I think it was God that we didn't have the kids go out to kids' church, because the kids need the Holy Ghost. If you've never been baptized in the Holy Ghost, kids, I want you to come and ask. Make sure you have a catcher if you need one. Oh, let the fire come, Lord. Let the fire fall. Let the fire fall upon the kids, oh God. Oh, let the fire fall upon the children, Lord. Let the fire of your presence, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, fall upon them. Hallelujah. I was talking to some of these young people about being baptized in the Holy Ghost. And this, I want to say this to you. It says, in the Word, it says, the Lord said, if I ask my Father for fish, is he going to give me a serpent? No. How much more will I give you the Holy Spirit if you ask? And so if we ask, he is going to fill us. And so that's all we have to do is ask. We ask the Lord to baptize us in the Holy Spirit, and then he fills us, and then we receive that special, fresh empowerment. That's all we have to do is ask. And the tongues is a sign of that. Hallelujah. So that's what I want to do is ask. Just ask. Ask him right now. Fill me, Lord. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with the Holy Spirit. Ask him just to baptize you. Baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Lord, just baptize him, Lord. Baptize him, Lord. Let that language come out, oh God. Oh, that language, that Holy Ghost language. Let it come, let it come, let it come. Baptize him in the Holy Ghost. Baptize him in the Holy Ghost, Lord. Let the Holy Ghost language, their special prayer language from heaven, be released over them, oh God. We're praying for a fresh baptism. Lord, we pray that you would just release that tongue upon them, oh God. And then what you do is you just begin to open your mouth and God will fill it. But you got to open your mouth. You got to begin to feel like you're going to say something and then he fills it. Let that language come, oh God. Let it come. Let it come, Lord. Let the words come. Jesus. What I want you to do is I want you to sow into this atmosphere right now. I want you to sow into the glory. I want you to sow into the greater that God is doing. I want you to get your tithes, your offerings, and we're going to sow into the presence of God right now. And I'm believing that this is going to be a special seed, not just a normal seed, because this is a special day and that you're going to get a special harvest. It's going to be a harvest of healing. It's going to be a harvest of fire. It's going to be a harvest of financial increase. Oh, it's going to be a harvest of multiplication. Jesus. There's a debit machine in the back. There's the giving slide. You want to sow into the special presence of what God is doing this morning. Just get your offering envelope and give in this atmosphere of glory. Was sharing with a couple folks about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes it comes immediately and you get your prayer language immediately. Sometimes you get your prayer language a little bit later. But he fills you, he touches you. I prayed for these guys. Nathan got his prayer language right away, and Bernice, it took a couple weeks, and then the Holy Ghost touched her during prayer meeting and she got her prayer language. So I believe some of you it's going to be immediate, and some of you, God might give you a special visitation, special time, a special place. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you're filling. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you're baptizing us with fire. Thank you, Jesus. What I'd like to do is, I'd like you to bring all the kids and youth up, all of them. Bring them right up here, up the front. We're going to pray for them. Why? Because it says your sons and daughters will prophesy, and I just want to really lay hands on them. So let's bring all the kids and all the youth up, and we're going to have our prayer team. We're going to pray over them. You guys, let's give James and Pauline a hand. They've been up there all morning, and the team. We're going to pray for you in just a minute, so hold on, worship team. Come up here. Let's lay hands on these guys. Can you just maybe put the pads on? Do you have pads you can put on? Christian, come up here. Christian, you're prophetic this morning. Fire! You got bread on. I want to tell you that you guys are a prophetic generation. God is doing something very special in you, and it's just starting. It's just starting. Are the adults there? All right. Let's you can go ahead and go down. I just wanted to show everybody you're red because I believe you're prophetic. So let's stretch our hands out towards the kids. Could we do that? And if you're on our prayer team, I just want you to come and pray. If you're still giving, keep giving. Keep giving. Everybody that speaks in tongues in this room, I want you to pray in tongues right now. Can you do that? Don't get distracted on me. Don't get distracted. This is a very special moment. Pray in tongues. Come on. Mama Rose, why don't you come up? Let's have a couple of our leaders pray over the kids. They're going to lay hands on them, but I want a couple of our leaders to just declare over them. Why don't you just declare something over the kids?
Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, the Bahaikia. Oh, Mabushi, Yardo, the Yamarana, the Sikando, Omushi. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. How you love the little children. How you love them, Father. How you love them. You know everyone right here. I declare there is a calling. There's a calling. The Lord is calling pastors, evangelists, teachers, preachers, prophets. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. You know them inside out, Lord. God, in the name of Jesus, we curse every plan of the enemy to hold your children down. To prevent them, oh God, from meeting that which you have planned for them. In the name of Jesus, we declare this morning, everything you have for them shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. They might not know it yet, but in the name of Jesus, I declare every little shyness, everything. You're going to be bold and brave as a lion. In the name of Jesus, you might not believe it, but it's coming to pass. God has a purpose for your life, and it's coming through. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you in the name of Jesus. You shall go forth, and you shall be brave, and you shall speak what the Lord has put in your mouth. No shyness. You're going to be brave and bold, and you're going to say, thus says the Lord. Lift your hands to the Lord. Lift your hands in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we call it forth, Lord, and we declare that it's done. In Jesus' name, thank you. Boldness, boldness, wisdom, wisdom. I don't know. I just think you think you are shy, but you are not shy. Just like David when he said, I killed the lion with my bare hand. That's what you're going to do in the name of Jesus. You're going to lift your hands and people are going to receive from the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. In the name of Jesus. Don't forget it. God has a call on your life. In Jesus. In Jesus.
This is Nathaniel. Nathaniel, how old are you? He's 13. Isn't that awesome? And you have a dream that you feel that the Lord gave you? It was a long time ago, but he feels that he wants to share it. So let's listen up.
So I had this dream where there was an angel walking behind my dad, and he stopped at my room's door, and he just looked at us. From there, I woke up, and I just feel like I got a message out of that dream, which was that even though you cannot see God, he's there beside you. Even though you cannot hear him, he's talking to you in your spirit. And even though you cannot touch him, he's still there, right there, looking at you. God talked to us in many ways by dreams. He talks to us in our spirit, in our minds. He gives us comfort even in our dark times. So even though you cannot see God or hear him or touch him, he's always going to be there in the dark times or when you're feeling sad. God is a man, a being with many wonders. He's powerful and all-knowing. He can protect you. He can give you everything you've ever wanted in your life. If you feel like something is missing, it's because you haven't felt the true power of God in your life.
Amen, amen. Yes. Oh, we can hear him in our spirits, amen. And sometimes people do hear the audible voice of God, but I know what Nathaniel's saying. He's saying it's not like the physical world. Aren't we glad that God is a spiritual being and that he is with us? Amen. And he wants to speak to us. And you know, we prayed for a lot of people to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost this morning. And when you get your release of your prayer language, I want you to come and tell us, because you know what? There is, when we ask, he answers. And I just want to say this. It's important for you to cultivate praying in the Spirit. It's important. Why? Will you understand it? No. Not, it's a prayer language. It's a mystery. We read a lot of Acts 2, but you can go back. And, of course, there are teachings all about the gift. But what we need to do is know that we need the Holy Ghost, and we need to pray in our prayer language. It edifies us. It builds us up, and we need that. And God communicates to our spirits, even when we're praying in tongues. Lots of times there's lots of revelation. And so we'll do a teaching another time to give you more in-depth understanding about that spiritual gift. But today, the Lord just wanted to move. He wanted to fill. Amen. Let's just give a great big thank you to Pauline and James and the worship team. Amen. And let's extend our hands towards them. Let's just bless them. Father, we thank you for this worship team. Lord, we thank you that you are filling. Father, we thank you for fresh and filling, even as they have poured out this morning upon the young people, upon Pauline, upon James, upon their family. Father, we know that it's a special connection. It's a kingdom connection. It's a Holy Ghost connection. And we thank you for their lives, oh God. And we thank you for something fresh. Lord, even as they were pouring out and playing this morning, I'm declaring that you're filled. I'm declaring that there's a fresh fire upon you and upon your family, upon your ministry, that this is a day of Holy Ghost visitation for you. Oh, Father, I thank you that there's a fresh impartation for the glory of God. Lord, that you're causing your glory to be poured out upon your sons and your daughters, oh God. And so, Lord, we thank you for a new dimension of worship, Lord, a new dimension of your glory, a new dimension of your power in your presence. And Lord, I thank you that our sons and our daughters will prophesy. Lord, we speak impartation over them, O God, in Jesus' mighty name, that they shall manifest even a new dimension of your Spirit. So, Lord, we thank you for every place they poured out, that they're filled up and they're refreshed. And we speak that over you in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you for this offering. We pray that you'd bless it, you would multiply it. You would cause there to be great increase, Lord, upon your people. And Lord, I'm declaring over them that even as Isaac prospered in a time of famine, that, Lord, it doesn't matter what the economic situation is around about us, Lord, that we can sow and we can reap because we listen to you, and that you cause there to be a blessing upon us in Jesus' mighty name. So, Lord, I bless your people. And, Father, I pray that they would walk in the fire. They would walk in a new dimension of the fire. And, Lord, that they would teach their children to be pursuers of your presence. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Parents, I want to encourage your kids. We had the kids in here for a reason today. The Lord did that. Normally they go upstairs and they do their thing, but they were in here because we were talking about your sons and daughters and the Holy Spirit being poured out upon them. And I want you to go home, and I want you to read Acts 1 and 2 with them. And I want you to walk through the gift of the Holy Spirit being poured out upon them. And I want you to encourage them to ask, and to be filled with the power and presence of the Lord. And when you get that prayer language, just be releasing that prayer language and knowing that as you are, it's the power of God. Amen. Amen. All right, well, we have some fellowship, some goodies in the sanctuary for you. And if you're a guest with us, we want to thank you for visiting. Thank you for being here with us. It's so awesome to have you. Make sure you fill out one of your little Connect cards there in the seat pockets. And I don't know if anybody needs prayer after that service, but if you do, come on up and someone will pray for you. So God bless you. Oh, something very important. We didn't do the announcements yet. Very important. Dr. Russ, our founder, our president, our spiritual father, is here with us next Sunday. Dr. Russ will be with us. It marks the 30th anniversary of the Brownsville Revival in Pensacola, Florida. That is where we have our spiritual roots. Dr. Russ went to Brownsville. He was touched in that revival very mightily. If you've never heard of it, look it up on Facebook or on the internet. Your research, go back, because it's something incredible happened in that place. Millions and millions of people came through the door. It was a move of God that lasted years. There were so many people saved, baptized in the Holy Ghost. It was really marked by repentance. So Dr. Russ came to the Brownsville revival later. God launched him into ministry to found Eagle Worldwide Ministries here in Canada, for those of you who are not familiar. And he was originally from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And I met him through Brownsville. That's how I got called to Canada. It was all centered around the Brownsville revival. That's a whole nother story. But sufficient to say, that is our roots. It is the 30th anniversary on Father's Day, and we get to have Dr. Russ with us. Isn't that incredible? And it's, yes, it is. And it's also going to be a combined service with Pure Fire. We do have another congregation that meets here that's an Eagle Worldwide church in the evening, 6 p.m. That is Pure Fire International. And we'll be joining together to host Dr. Russ. So we'll have more chairs out here and more folks in here with us next week. Make sure you come early. Make sure you talk to some new people and greet them and get to know them. But make sure, most of all, that you're prayed up and you're ready for the fire, because I believe God is going to do something strategic, and that it is a very significant moment in God. So make sure that you are here. Bring someone with you. Bring someone who has a heart for revival. He's going to talk about the Brownsville revival to now. What is God doing? What is he doing in this moment? What is he doing in the spirit? What is he doing? And it's going to be very, very, very pivotal. And for those of you who don't know Dr. Russ, he is a prophet. He's a prophet to the nations. He's also our apostolic founder and has founded many churches in this area and a region. And he has done itinerant ministry all over the world. But on Sunday, he's with us. So make sure you're here and bring someone with you. Amen. And let me just look quickly if there's anything else that Thursday nights at 7, we're here for GAP. They've been really powerful prayer nights incredibly powerful. So Thursday night right here at 7 p.m. for GAP. And of course, you all know that we have our Kingsway Outreach Center, that where we feed those who come through our door Monday through Thursday, our food pantry. We have some special classes. Tuesday at 11, learn English. And Thursdays at 11, a senior circle. If you're a senior, come on out and be a part of the circle. It's a very encouraging cry. And one very, very, very important announcement is June 20th in Aurora, we are having the Elijah Cry Prophetic School. Now, there was a lot of prophetic through the service. You saw some people come up and prophesy corporately. We talked about a dream, and I interpreted that for you, how we would pray that in and intercede. If you want the prophetic mantle that is upon this ministry on your life, you need to get to this Elijah Cry. Again, it's in Aurora. It's an hour and a half away. It's Friday to Monday. We're going to look at organizing some rides, and I'm going to see if I can help in that. But you can also carpool together. It's at our church, the first church that was birthed under Eagle Worldwide Ministries, the Gathering Place of Aurora, Friday, June 20th to Monday, June 23rd. It's free, but again, we'll be discussing some rides. We are getting ready to celebrate our 25th anniversary. Isn't that incredible? 25 years of Eagle Worldwide Ministries. That's October 24th. Mark your calendar. We'll have more info about that. And starting July 25th, right here, we're going to have Eagle Worldwide camp meetings every single night for 11 nights. It's going to be glorious. And then we move to Aurora for another 11 nights. So the theme this year for summer camp is unifying glory. Amen? So that's a lot that's going on, and we'll share more details with you about that, and we're going to all be getting ready for summer camp together, because there's going to be hundreds of people in this place, and God is going to move powerfully. He moved powerfully this morning, didn't he? Let's give God some praise for what he did this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, Father, we thank you, Lord, for pouring out your Spirit upon us in a fresh new way. And Lord, we declare that as we go today, your Spirit is being poured out upon us. Lord, we bless each and every one that has been here today. And Father, we bless them as they go. Lord, we bless our fellowship time together. Father, we bless those watching online. And Father, we just say,
this is why we worship. This is why we pray.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Make sure that you greet one another.